This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the course. I'm going to try to cover as much as possible today. I just noticed, by the way, this morning, newsflash came out. And it was about how Kentucky is proposing a bill that would allow Bible courses to be taught in Kentucky Bible schools. And, you know, which brings me back to, again, experience, because that's all I can speak out of is my testimony. That is the gift of prophecy, by the way. But I remember not too long ago, friends, I did a radio interview concerning our First Amendment victory, which we had at Boca Raton in Florida, which, by the way, happened to be the second one that we had in that year, where schools said you cannot come in here and give your presentation. Well, we have law attorneys across the country that know exactly what our message is, verbatim, word for word, and the law is on our side. And the point that I'm making here, friends, is the law is on our side. We've never lost the right. So why is Kentucky talking about, going back to, why is Kentucky talking about passing a bill concerning Bible courses in public schools? Again, let me say this. You never lost the right. Well, when I was doing this radio interview concerning our First Amendment victory, again, at Boca Raton, Florida, the show host was mentioning that Christian religion is under incessant attack in public schools. And he complained, this is what he said, he complained that soon we would have, we wouldn't have the right to say certain things in a public school. And I said, really? I said, who told you that? And it's interesting because going back and forth here, concerning this Kentucky proposal of Bible courses in public schools, for those that did not know, here's the news flash for you. Not only did you never lose the right, but I have books here, friends, in my studio, which show you that you had to graduate Bible courses before you could graduate public high school in the United States of America. Why don't you take the time to read George Washington's farewell address, which every student in this country literally knew before they could graduate, all the way up again up until 1962. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society, he said. That was the president of the United States, and he's talking about under the umbrella of the Christian faith. Okay? I want you to hear this. Because this show host, this conservative show host, was talking about pretty soon kids aren't going to be able to say certain things in public schools. And, of course, I stopped him in his tracks. But going back to Kentucky, I want you to hear this. Now that the governor had signed the so-called Bible literacy bill into law, the ACLU and other watchdog groups say that they are going to make sure that the classes don't cross the constitutional line from teaching to preaching, proselytization. Okay. Now, what's interesting to note, friends, is the ACLU, for those that didn't know, is a communist organization. Roger Baldwin, the founder of that organization, said that the end of the ACLU is communism. Now we see that the ACLU is helping usher in Muslims concerning the Muslim rights into public schools, concerning washing their feet and praying during school and having prayer time. And folks, I'm not making this up. The ACLU, friends, is a subversive organization. It's a communist organization, okay? We have First Amendment rights. Remember, the First Amendment says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of what? The Christian religion. But America was moved by what they fear rather than the faith that God gave them, or so they declare. You know, it's interesting. Jesus spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. And it also tells us, friends, following the Christ, he is not, by the way, walking around with pink little booties, smacking sheep on the backside, telling the world everything is okay. No, the message is repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Okay? Just for the record. And it's just exactly the opposite of the Christ today alive, who is alive forevermore. An exhibition and demonstration by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is given to those that obey, not to those that do not obey. And those that do not obey, you're still dead in your sins. And he's not going to bear witness to your lies, 1 Corinthians 15. Okay? Also read Matthew 3:2, Mark 1:15, Acts 2:38, Acts 20, verse 21, Luke 24:47. Read them all. It's all the same message, friends. Line upon line, precept upon precept. The American people have given way out of fear of their enemy who does not have a lawful standing, friends. When you read Proverbs 28, what does it tell us? The wicked flee when none pursueth. Wicked flee when none pursueth. Oh, well, the ACLU may come down on us. Well, I'll tell you what, they came down on us once. And that's all we had to do is stand up. And guess what? They denied what they did. And coming after Bradley Dean. But yet if you go online, you can see it there. But little did the American people know that we sent letters to the ACLU asking them why they were attacking my ministry in a lawful standing. They denied that they ever sent the letter. I have the letter. I wrote the letter. I wrote a column and I made it public for the world to see. They're a bunch of communist liars that are aimed at upending the American Constitution and our Christian heritage. They're at war with God. The very ones that gave them the liberty in which they now have. And so are the professed Christians that go along out of the fear of man, which brings what? A snare. How does that snare feel, America? It doesn't fit, does it? No, because God didn't put it on you. He didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Power. Power of the Holy Ghost to do what? To conquer. To win the war. To overcome the world. Read Hebrews 11. Read the faith chapter. What won't the Lord do on the behalf of those that believe Him and need Him on His terms? Oh my goodness, friends. Hey, friends, you're not here to go to God on your terms. You go to God, the Lord of life, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, on His terms, not on yours. Just for the record. I get so tired of correcting the biblical illiteracies of those that call themselves Christians. Hey, listen, the first thing that you're supposed to know is concerning the doctrine, John 7:17. And how many conversations I have with people, they don't even know the word. And if they do, they know it just a little bit. And what they do know is what they want to know. And what they don't want is the cross. They want to dance around it, but they don't want to experience it. Hypocrites, the worst of men. We're going to come right back to this. It's that important. I want to tell you what I told this conservative show host about how he was wrong.
This is Dr. John Diamond with Peacemakers Outreach. I would like to personally invite you, your friends, and church families to the first annual Faith and Freedom Conference that's being held at the Edinburgh Camp and Conference Grounds on September 28th. Our lineup includes a group of the strongest Christ-centered American patriots ever brought to Western Pennsylvania.
The Faith and Freedom Conference in Edinburgh features moderator Dr. Mike Spaulding of Soaring Eagle Radio, Rand Reese, president of Salt and Light Council, nationally known speakers and authors William Federer and Matt Truella, Dan Fisher, a leader of the Modern Black Rogue Regiment, Rusty Thomas of Operation Save America, syndicated radio host Bradley Dean of Sons of Liberty Radio, and Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer of Past Assault Ministries.
It's the Faith and Freedom Conference in Edinburgh, September 28th. For tickets and information, go to faithandfreedomconference.com. That's faithandfreedomconference.com. Faith and freedom. You can't have one without the other.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Facebook is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Sons of Liberty Media YouTube. It's interesting, friends. We got 13,000 subscribers. I just started promoting it probably 4 or 5 months ago, and then all of a sudden it just stopped. Now, this is craziness, friends, the suppression going on. Check it out, Sons of Liberty Media YouTube. Here's the question that you need to answer. Why are they suppressing and censoring my content? If it were not true. I'm just curious. Because it is true. Hey, folks, they don't attack people that aren't a threat to their lawlessness. They only attack those that are a threat to the establishment that Americans, 325.7 million of you, most of you for the most part, are sick and tired of, or so you decry or declare and proclaim. Folks, YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty. Check it out. Brand new videos going up every week and a half. They take time and money and effort, let me tell you. But it's a perspective that nobody else is giving you. Bible, the Constitution, the anointing that breaks the yoke. First, go over to Isaiah 10:27. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. You can also give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because we follow the Christ here. Okay. Acts 4:12. I was just talking about in Kentucky how the governor is putting himself up under false pretenses because it's unconstitutional as the hero of the faith by saying that he wants to bring Bible courses back into Kentucky. Well, you never lost the right. I'm just here to tell you that. Now, how is it that you believe that you lost the right? Because the media uses the ACLU to belittle The small amount of people they use blow them up and make everybody else feel small. As if to suggest there's nothing that you can do about what they're doing. Again, Saul Alinsky tactic, caused the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of you than there really is. Hey, folks, I want to tell you this, and it's a word of encouragement. And I'm just going with the Holy Ghost here, okay? If it was as bad as they want you to believe it is, then why is it that you still have the freedom today to do the right thing? Because it's not over yet, okay? The fact of the matter is God is merciful. Is America's wound incurable? Oh, folks, I can see it incurable in so many different ways. But then again, I'm a sinner saved by grace, and I understand that I have a big Savior, okay, who saved me from my sin, Matthew 1:21. The American people have taken heed to the enemies and subversive organizations in America, stripping them of their God-given rights. And if the American people would simply go back to the Bill of Rights and understand that their rights were given unto them by their Creator, not by some subversive organization to sit back and play the arbiter and decide what they'll accept as far as what you can talk about and when you cannot talk about. The ACLU has made themselves a law unto themselves, America, and you've listened to them far too long. And these other organizations that, again, are subversive. Look at the subversive act, friends. Even check out Wikipedia. They'll tell you the truth in this particular situation. They don't have any business attacking your God-given rights. But here it is. You don't lose your rights, as my friend just said on live chat on Sons of Liberty Media or Before It's News. Thank you, Michael Roach, over there. You don't lose your rights, friends. You forfeit your rights. If you want to maintain your rights, guess what? You're going to have to fight for your rights. I'll get to that in just a couple minutes here. Let me go back to the conversation that I was having on a radio interview. I remember when I was under attack by MSNBC, CNN, folks, just the outlets across the country, for merely teaching our kids their history. They don't know where they came from. They don't know where they're going. I wanted to reassure them of who they were so they knew where they were going. But there are people in power that the American people have tolerated that are doing everything in their power to make sure guys like me don't get my message out there to your young people. Okay? But they don't have to worry about that because it's the parents, the 86% in this country, the Christians, patriots, and or conservatives, self-professed, a lack thereof, by the way, that are dropping their kids off at public schools to be illegally indoctrinated so the government doesn't really have to lift a finger because the parents are doing it for them. Illegally. Bill of Rights, Article 10. Read it when you get a moment. So I did this radio interview concerning a victory at Boca Raton, Florida. And then the show host comes out of nowhere, and it didn't surprise me because I already knew what the problem was in this country. They're called to be the salt of the earth, right? They're supposed to preserve. Preservative, stop the putrefaction of morality in society. Well, they've lost that a long time ago. And the Bible tells us right after that, what are they good for? They're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. What are they today? They are trodden under the foot of men. And the only thing they offer you today as friends is what? Outside of their capitulating? Excuses as to why you are losing your God-given rights. Okay? Because they're not fighting. They're not leading the way, but yet they love to be put in a position of leadership. That's just like the Pharisees. They told everybody else what to do, but they themselves didn't do it. Read Matthew 23, verse 3. Jesus rebuked people for this. Faith without works is dead. Read James 2:14 through 26 when you get a moment. This conservative show host goes on and complains that soon enough we wouldn't have the right to say certain things in public schools. You are incorrect. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, said Charles D. Montesquieu. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. There's lawful speech and there's unlawful speech. Okay? You know, it's interesting. Kids are being now, not just kids that talk about shooting up their school, but it's interesting that the media and outlets, television outlets in Hollywood taught them how to do commit the crime. You can even go online, friends, and some of the stuff that they're teaching kids is criminal. And the reason the left is what you call, you know, the left, what you've been taught to call them, not criminals, but you've been taught to call them the left. Remember, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left, right? Well, guess what? There's certain things that kids are talking about online and adults are talking about online. And it's interesting how the FBI and other authorities are going to their front door and arresting people for certain things that they say. But they don't arrest those that are actually teaching the people how to commit the crime, namely Hollywood and the Supreme Court and the media outlets. Isn't that interesting how that works? I mean, the Bible says train them up in the ways that they should go, so when they are old, they will not depart from it. So you sow the seed, and then once the harvest comes, then you want to go condemn the harvest that you sowed the seed into. That's ridiculous. But that's what the government is doing today. In America, you're the government. And I'm talking about corruption in government. It's ridiculous. Okay? But if you talk according to what's right, hey, to tell the truth in the time of deception is a revolutionary act. Guess what? Then I'm a revolutionary. Because I'm not moving from the Word of God or the Constitution. I don't care if you like it or not. I'm not going to ask the devil for permission to obey God. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. In Jesus' name, no, sir. And by the grace of God, I ain't moving. And yes, I said ain't. Sick and tired of corruption. I'm sick and tired of them putting darkness for light and light for darkness and bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter and right for wrong and wrong for right. Because the American people don't do their own due diligence. Can't blame politicians for what you let them do. They're only going to do what you let them get away with, and that's what they're doing. Who's creating domestic insurrection more than politicians? Just seen another one today. Politicians and the media. The politicians say the words. The media puts the microphones and the cameras right up to their face. And then they promulgate the message to the rest of us. Who's doing it? Who's creating this war? I shared with you the other day, out of the Roman Empire, friends, one guy said, and he was right on smack. He said, there is war when the laws are silent. And folks, that's why you have war within the gate, because America, you don't constitute the strength of the U.S. Constitution by being the law that you are. You are the law under God, period. I just had a quote here on live radio, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Pulling up a quote from none other than Thomas Jefferson that comes to my aid right now. And it's the quote is exceptional. Because it heightens the truth on its own. By the way, that was Cicero that said, during war, the laws are silent. But I want you to listen to what Thomas Jefferson said, because it is that important. Still looking for this, friends. I'll find it. I'll have it on the top of the next segment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Oh, here it is. Bear always in mind that a nation ceases to be Republican, Article 4, Section 4, only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. You are the law, America. Quit letting corruption set the precedent. We'll be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Carlos Jimenez is reassuring residents they are preparing for Hurricane Dorian's arrival.
All Miami-Dade County services continue normal operations. However, now is definitely the time for everyone to begin completing any preparations that are time-consuming.
The storm has slowed down a bit and is expected to now reach the U.S. coast sometime Sunday or possibly Monday. Jimenez also says that if stores are out of bottled water, use tap water.
Stores are running out of water and people are panicking a little bit. Just open up the tap. It's fine. It's plenty. It's free.
The Department of Justice's Inspector General report on Thursday says that fired FBI Director James Comey broke bureau policy by leaking several memos with classified information. Although Attorney General Bill Barr says he will not prosecute the fired FBI director over his wrongdoings. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Oh my goodness, you know, I'm sitting here thinking about this, 1-866-582-9933, if you want to call and stick to the topic. Kentucky, listen to this, this is the headline. And this shows you what communism is, where the state takes the helm. Okay? We didn't receive our God-given rights from the state. They came from the Lord. Read the Declaration of Independence. Read the Mayflower Compact. Read the end of the Constitution, friends, in the year of our what? 1787? Yeah! They come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. Here's the headline. Been talking about this over the last couple segments. Kentucky gives blessings to Bible classes in public schools. Now, I want you to think of this in the light of how we are established as a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, and why it is that every state preamble starts out acknowledging God first. Okay? Your rights come from God. You delegate authority to those that you entrust as representatives. Okay? To uphold what? The U.S. Constitution and all of its laws enumerated. So help me God, against all enemies, remember they said? Both foreign and domestic. Here's the headlines. Secularized, communist, friends, from start to finish, from A to Z. Kentucky gives blessing to Bible classes in public schools. Friends, you never lost the blessing. But look at how the state takes headship over God. They work for us. We don't work for them. We are one nation under God, and those representatives derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people. Read the U.S. Constitution. Politicians don't want you to know that. I mean, they couldn't get away with the things that they get away with. friends? Why do politicians think that they're above the law? Because the American people let them. That's why. And yet when you peruse the Constitution, it tells us just the exact opposite. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. A lack of knowledge. Kentucky gives blessings to Bible classes in public schools. I'm humored, friends, when I hear the Supreme Court justices, as they call themselves. I'm humored when they continuously play the activists from the bench. Unelected judges and the highest court in the United States of America. Tearing down God's law. Their job is to discover His law and apply the law. But they tear it down and then they recreate it in a global image, friends. Just like their father, the devil. Okay? Just like their father, the devil. Because that's who it is. You never lost the right. Here, I need to get to this because I need to show you how you make this applicable. Okay? Going back to the conversation that I had with this modern-day conservative talking about how we might just lose the right to say certain things in public schools. Not true at all. I then said to this interviewer, I told him, I said, you never lost the right. I said, students have the right to pray in a public school campus. They never lost the right. I said, students have a right to read their Bible on a public school campus. I said, they've never lost their right. I said, students have the right to form Christian clubs on campus. They never lost the right. They forfeited the right. Okay? Students have a right to hand out tracts, flyers, or other Christian material on campus. They never lost the right. Students have a right to do research papers, speeches, so on and so forth, with Christian themes. They never lost the right. Okay? Students have a right to be exempted from participating in assignments that are contrary to their Christian beliefs. They never lost the right. Students have a right to discuss Christian issues even though other students may overhear them. Why? Because they never lost the right. Maybe those students should read their founding documents as well. Isn't that what school's for, friends? To educate them? Luke 7:35, right? Wisdom is justified by her children. Look what they've succumbed to. Whoa. You know, despite the fact that we have rights, it amazes me how much people will spend, how much time they'll spend proclaiming defeat and giving power over to corruption when they still have the freedom to do the right things. You're being trained up on a system that magnifies the crime, friends, rather than the law against the crime. Again, to establish righteousness and judgment within the gate. Isaiah 51. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of our enemies. What was David set for, friend? As a light to the nation. How? By judging corrupt nations. That's what the prophets were sent to do, friends. Ask Jeremiah. Ask Amos. Ask the small prophets, the minor prophets, and the major prophets. What did they do? See, the problem that we're having is, contrary to what Thomas Jefferson said, the American people don't realize, first of all, that they are a republic. As a matter of fact, that's why the American people have succumbed to an Ilhan Omar or a Rashida Tlaib or a Keith Ellison or a Barack Hussein Obama or other subversives in the American government today who have no business being there. Who continuously magnify the fact that we are a democratic democracy. Right? Because the American people don't know the difference. See, now, if those subversives understood that the people knew that they were the law, they wouldn't get away with the things that they get away with. Because we are a constitutional republic ruled by law, not a democracy. Okay? Bear always in mind that a nation ceases to be republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. We were doing a high school assembly program in Boca Raton, Florida. 3 weeks. They had posters plastered. Bradley Dean's coming to give his 364th high school assembly in the nation. Okay, we get there. The whole mess of kids there, all gathered around, waiting for us to start our presentation. Right when I began to walk in, by the way, you can go online and find the video. It's available. But what's interesting is all the kids that came around me, there was a group, and then all of a sudden a homosexual teacher came up to me. We had the cameras rolling, of course. We always do that. We're not going to play the fools concerning what they like to do, how they like to pull your hair and smack your face, and then when the cameras come, they decry victim status as to suggest that you did something wrong. No, that's why we roll the film all the time, friends, because that's how they operate. And what's sad about it is there's too many people in this country that still haven't caught on to totalitarianism yet. Now, with that said, again, as I walked up, I was ready to go in the door. This homosexual, this sodomite teacher comes up to me and said, you're not doing your assembly program here today. I said, really? I said, why is that? He said, we haven't properly vetted you. And then here comes the principal, and he says the same thing. Now, out of the mouth of this sodomite, this homosexual, he said, we know who you are. See, isn't it interesting how the enemy's at work today, but the good people, as they call themselves, are just letting everything go to hell that it's becoming, right? Yep, that's right. And like I said, I had this on film. So he stopped. The principal came over and stopped the program. And I said, listen, this isn't good. You're going to have a lawsuit on your desk. This is what I told him because I knew it was true. And he said, well, you know, he wasn't cocking back. He just kind of looked at me like a cow looking at a new gate, just standing there looking at me. And I said, I mean what I say. 30 seconds later, I was on the phone with my friend that's lead counsel for one of these major outlets concerning a major law firm in the United States of America. And like I told the principal the very next morning after he stopped the assembly, before I even started it, he had a lawsuit on his desk. The next day I was invited to come back into that public school and do an assembly to a packed room, which just happened to be the homosexual's classroom that told me I wasn't doing the high school assembly program. Folks, the only thing they didn't offer us was a steak and lobster dinner. Because they knew at that point we had them lawfully. So did the principal, so did this teacher. By the way, at the end of the day, the teacher actually apologized, and we made acquaintance in a friendly manner, which was really cool. It was redemptive. Okay? But again, it only shows you, friends, that the law is on our side. We've never lost the right. Also wanted to let you know, too, is when the attack came, the media was there to attack me. They put it in the paper. This is what Christians need to understand, that when I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. Let them attack you. Americans, let them attack you. Christians I'm talking to, I'm sorry. Let them attack you. Because as they attack, what they don't realize is other people are coming out of the woodworks that have seen their mischievousness as well. And they've probably been attacked themselves by the same people that are attacking me. The difference is one's holding the course, steadfast, fixed in direction, taking it to the enemy. Okay? When they began to attack me and saying I wasn't doing the high school assembly, my crowd tripled in size. Guess what everybody wanted to hear then? They wanted to hear my message. See how that works? What do Christians, professed Christians, do today? Oh, I'm sorry. They apologize to the enemy for something they didn't do. They apologize to the enemies for something that they didn't, they weren't lawfully responsible for. They apologize to the enemy. They embolden, they strengthen the enemies of unrighteousness against the righteous. That's what they do. And this is prevalent. This isn't just a little here and a little there. No, it's prevalent. What you see of a little here and a little there are the people that actually understand what I'm talking about right now. You know, the Bible says, what I started out with is the wicked flee when none pursueth. Well, if you keep in mind, the first scripture in Proverbs 28 is the bold are made right. The righteous are made bold. Sorry. The righteous are made bold as lions. That means forward to danger. I did another high school, friends, in another state. I'll bring you over to it in just a couple minutes here. What we're talking about right now, friends, is we've never lost the right. I want to tell you what the enemies of America are scared to death that you're going to find out. They're scared to death that you're going to actually act out what I'm sharing with you right now, because the Lord is tried and true, and He will not fail one jot or one tittle of His word. and preserving his children that obey him.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Mike Spaulding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Final segment, folks. I'm just talking about how in Kentucky, friends, that they are, you know, giving themselves accolade, praises, merit. Saying the mainstream media gives the headline, Kentucky gives blessing to Bible classes in public schools. Hey, folks, you notice how the media and the state is at war with rights continuously? And their headlines always go in such a fashion, friends. Well, the state decided that you can go ahead and exercise your rights. No, friends. It's completely upside down on its head. That is backwards every step of the way. Okay? Again, we never lost our rights. I mean, friends, here, when you go into the Capitol in the state of Minnesota, you go into the Supreme Court chambers, friends, it's got a huge mural of Moses behind the chairs of the justices. Awaiting the divine law. When you walk outside of the door, when you turn around and walk outside the door of the Supreme Court chambers in the state of Minnesota at the Capitol, it has a quote from John Locke. And John Locke, along with Charles D. Montesquieu and William Blackstone, were the ones that established what we have through English common law in America today. I just want to let the lawyers that didn't know the difference where law came from. It came from God. That's not a joke, by the way. But it says, under the quote, it says, where the law ends, tyranny begins. Where the law ends, tyranny begins. What's informed today, friends? What's in process today? Who's got their wheels turning today, friends? The lawless. The tyrants. Yeah, where the law, God's law, ends, tyranny begins. And again, as Thomas Jefferson said, bear always in mind that a nation ceases to be Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. Again, you're the law. You're the law. Isaiah 42:21, read it. Psalm 40, verse 8, read it. What did Jesus come to do? Establish the righteousness of God. By how? Magnifying the law. Read Romans 3:31. Read Galatians 3:24. Friends, read Romans 15:8. Read Hebrews 8:10 and Hebrews 10:8. These are all coming to me right now by the Holy Ghost. So, going back to the fact that we never lost our rights, we're not looking to the state to establish. We're looking to the state to enforce the law against anybody that means to take away our rights. You see how that works? Not the other way around. Okay? I just told you about Boca Raton. Did another high school in Dunkerton, Iowa. I did this high school three times. The third time, folks, by the way, we got the referrals online. Praise reports. They loved it so much they had us back a third time. The homosexuals, when they started to advocate the homosexual agenda, the media and the government, by the way, to further demonize righteous people, to demoralize a people at large so they can have more control over them. Hello. The third time I did the assembly, we filmed the principals and the teachers' responses and the students' responses. They love the assembly. And somehow or another, the media got in there, man. Don't know how they did it, right? And folks, everywhere we go, it's interesting to note how the media just happens to know that we're in town. Seriously. And I'm not playing stupid. I'm just talking about, I'm hinting to you, America, as to how much we endure as a ministry concerning harassment of the forces that be, friends. They're scared to death that the young people are going to figure out what's going on. And by the way, a majority of the people in this country in public high schools, they don't believe a thing that they're being told, just for the record. They're going to resist like nobody's business. And the media is going to continuously bully anybody that stands up into submission, just like the good people in America are doing today to their own demise. Fools. Seriously, fools. When I was in Dunkerton, the media got in there. We did the high school, left. It was great. On the way home, it was probably about a 4 or 4.5 hour drive, I'm guessing, and guesstimating. All of a sudden, we get a phone call. One of the girls calls back to the office and gets a message from a propagandist, useful idiot called a journalist in America Today. They're not journalists, they're propagandists. And they wanted us to basically give a comment to what happened at the school today. That's what they said. So we got on the phone, and before we knew it, we were on the front page of their paper. Million subscribers. Awesome. Awesome. We have an opportunity for the gospel and Christ to be lifted up today, understanding the power of God, right? And so what happened? Well, we didn't just tuck tail and agree with everything they said, because what they said, we said. Of course, we didn't say it. We had the video to prove it. So I told the crew, I said, we're going back. We turned around, not just then and there, a couple days later. We got loaded up. The school wouldn't host us coming back. Dunkerton community wouldn't host us coming back. We found a church where a individual actually understood what the cross meant. He brings us back. Interestingly enough, friends, to paint this picture, to tee it up the right way, there was a fireman in Dunkerton, Iowa. And it went on record that if Bradley Dean comes back into town, I'm going to take my fire trucks and block the road. By the way, that's what motivated me to get the crew and go back to Dunkerton. Outside of the fact that they were slamming the ministry. You can go online and find these articles, by the way. It's interesting how they accuse you of things that you're not guilty of. And the things that you're not guilty of, they don't say a thing about, or the things that you are guilty of, they don't say a thing about them. Like, Bradley, you're a jerk. Well, listen, I love the Lord enough, and I love you enough to tell you the truth. You can weigh it in the balance of what you define love and hate all you want. But I'm doing it because I know why I'm doing it. Because I love God, by the love of God shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost, Romans 5:5. And because of that, I love my brother as myself. And I would want to know. So we took it back into Dunkerton after the fireman said he would block the road. That was the cue card for Bradley Dean to go back. Of course, we're in talks with our attorneys already. The letters were already sent to the city. Of course, they completely backed down instantaneously. And why? Because we never lost the right. And what's terrible about all of this is the grown-ups believe the media that they profess they don't believe. And because I went in there and did what they failed to do, or they appreciated what I was doing, they didn't ask me. They just took it for granted that the CIA-controlled media was telling them the truth this time. This time. And of course, they weren't. Lawsuits sent to the city. The only thing they didn't offer us was a steak and a lobster dinner, friends. Why? Because we never lost the right. That's why. And I knew what they were doing was illegal. And I know who was fueling this fire. It was the CIA-controlled media. And I also knew that I had to take it back to the community to show them the truth of the matter, because the media wasn't going to do that. So I did. And when I got there, there was protesters. And I noticed that the protesters were young people from the assembly that we had on film that loved the program. But because one of the mommies got involved, one of the little, you know, communists, indoctrinated ones, got in there, she somehow convinced these kids that they didn't see and hear what they heard and saw. That is the definition of a useful idiot right there. So we went inside the church. It was a packed house, of course, and we knew it was going to be a packed house. Guess what, friends? This time, the media told the truth. You want to know why they told the truth? Because we held them to the truth. We brought it back to the community where they had to tell the truth, because the community now knew the truth. If I didn't go back, they would have never known. And by the way, I'm not trying to walk around with a big stick. I'm just telling you that if you want to do that kind of stuff, don't do it to someone that knows what they're talking about. Don't do that. You know what? I've heard it said, walk around lightly, but have a big stick. You know, I'm hopefully always anticipating in hopes that it never comes to using the big stick. But if you violate the law and you mean to transgress it, I'm going to be the first one there to stand against you. Why? Because too many men fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution with their blood. That I'm not going to roll over in the face of what you want to do rather than what you should do. Because we know that freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do, not because of what we want to do. Our soldiers didn't fight and die and bleed, friends, because they wanted to. They did it because they had to. And they did it for me and you. And what are you doing with that gift? I'm asking you. What are you doing with the gift of freedom? I want to know. Because when you understand freedom, friends, and the gift of freedom, and the sacrifice that it took to give it to us, out of gratitude, you don't let anybody violate it. And oh, how conditioned the American people have been by their local politicians that step all over and desecrate the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today. Shame on you. The bottom line is, friends, in Dunkerton, the parents were coming up, it's all on film, thanking us for coming back and helping their communities. And they said, we knew that the media was lying to us. We just had to have you come confirm it. Take it to the enemy, America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.